This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so as promised, what the Fed is doing, and it is doing a lot. Among the latest, the central bank started buying corporate bonds today. That is not new. It was announced a couple of months ago, but it's a big deal as the Fed does what it can to backstop companies and their employees. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains how it's going to work.
When a company wants to borrow money, it can issue corporate bonds. The buyers of those bonds are lending those companies money. Now the Fed is going to buy a broad cross-section of corporate bonds if they meet certain standards. They must have been rated as investment grade, that is, less risky, as of March, before the coronavirus lockdown started. Christopher Whalen is chair of Whalen Global Advisors.
You know, the Fed is trying to be helpful because they are really uncertain about what's going to happen later this year.
Whalen says the Fed wants to be sure companies have all the money they need to weather the pandemic. The Fed is also making this program anonymous, just buying up corporate bonds without anybody asking it to. That avoids any stigma from companies requesting Fed help. Catherine Judge is a Columbia University law professor.
There's always a concern that if you're looking to the Federal Reserve as opposed to the market for financing, that you might be revealing something about how desperate you are for financing.
The thinking is if companies have all the financing they need at reasonable rates, with the Fed buying their bonds, they won't need to lay off more workers. Frank Notaff is chief economist at CoreLogic.
The purpose is to help these companies remain good employers in the marketplace, stand on their feet, not lay people off, and hopefully bring people back into the workforce.
And if a company isn't able to stay on its feet and defaults on the bonds the Fed bought, Chairman Jay Powell can turn to an emergency fund set up by the Treasury Department to backstop the Fed. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.